We have arrived at the time, not at my suggestion, when we say, wouldn't a movement inventory be a good idea? A frequent one, moreover, wouldn't it be a good idea to get in some of our non-alcoholic friends who know the score in here, who have the detached view, and let them say what they really think, no holds barred? I think it is a sign of growth that we will entertain such an idea. This is simply great. I also think it is a mark of a certain degree of maturity on our part that it's been universally true that the drunks in this movement have been less sore about the article than our non-alcoholic friends have been. The subjects for inventory are, of course, legion. We have lost certain of the charms and the advantages of the old days. We have made great gains in other directions. There are trends which are wonderful. There are trends which are dubious. There are trends which are negative. To take an inventory of these in 15 minutes is silly. The important thing is that the process has begun, and I do hope that at every considerable gathering of AAs, at every convention, there is a section on taking the inventory of dear old AA and inviting critics, even hostile critics, to come in, because you sometimes find that people animated by the worst possible motives frequently tell the truth in large gobs. In fact, I'm a good example of this myself at times. I think we should become acclimated to that. An excerpt from Our Great Responsibility, 1963, The Group Conscience and The Trusted Servant.
Now I'll introduce our timer today, Karen from Area 8, GSR.
Good morning, Karen Alcoholic. For this session, sharing from the floor microphones will be timed at 2 minutes. The yellow light comes on at 90 seconds, and the red light comes at 2 minutes. Followed by a loving applause. If the speaker is being interrupted, the time will allow to be doubled to 4 minutes, with a yellow light coming on at 3 minutes. Thank you.
Okay, everybody, this is an open microphone forum. Everybody's welcome to the mic and let us know what's on your mind. We are working on having 4 microphones on the floor. I see that we have 2 right now. I will not try and butcher the Spanish that is right here. I apologize. We invite Spanish speakers to come to the mic. Volunteer interpreters are available. So now's your chance. We have 1 person coming to the mic so far. If you want to line up at the mics, I'll choose members until 8:30 a.m., and then I'll let everyone know when the panel is going to end in 15 minutes. Pardon? Yeah.
Thank you.
Sí, buenos días. Yo soy José Alcohólico para la comunidad hispana. Si alguien quiere venir a compartir qué está en tu mente, pueden venir aquí a los 2 micrófonos. Yo les voy a ayudar a interpretar. Gracias.
You can have that one, brother. Gracias, José. Here you go. Keep down for translation if you need.
Thank you. All right, folks, let's get started with the fine young gentleman in the beautiful Hawaiian shirt.
Good morning. Aloha. My name is Chris, and I'm an alcoholic.
Chris.
I'm serving as a GSR in Area 7, District 34, and my home group is Living Sober. We meet Monday through Fridays regularly, you know, 6 to 8. You know, we got our weekend meetings. You know, it's a really great group. I just want to introduce myself real quick shortly. I don't really have anything pressing to say other than thank you for all the people and the hard work that put this thing together. But I was going to humbly ask and see if we could start the meeting off with the serenity prayer. I kind of feel like I walked outside without my shirt on.
That's never a bad idea.
Thank you.
All those who care, please join me in a moment of silence followed by the serenity prayer. God,
grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Sir?
Good morning and aloha. I'm Bill from California Northern Coastal area, and I am alcoholic. This is my eighth prosa. It's been a good time. I want to thank the committee for all the work they did in hosting us in this great place. And as one of my good friends from Hawaii said, for all the stateside people, this is what we have to do every year, is travel a long way at great expense to attend PRASA. So now the rest of us have to do that, and then Hawaii people got to stay local, except, you know, across the islands. But this being my eighth PRASA, this is my first one with a lot of good friends that were here that couldn't make it for various reasons. And this is the first one I had without George D., and I just want to honor his memory for a while. He was like an icon for a long time and a great guy to talk to, and I miss that this year. So thanks.
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Joe. I'm an alcoholic, DCM for 25 in Area 72. Three of you yesterday were kind enough to approach me after I was advocating for a digital experience so that more people could attend, because they took offense, and maybe properly so, for my use of the word elite. I want to make an amends to all of those who I offended with that word and how it may have come across. Perhaps privileged is too strong. Perhaps fortunate is even too strong, because I heard that more than a few of you worked really hard, are taking time off from your jobs, making huge personal sacrifices to be here. And I appreciate that more than I can say. My whole intent was to ask that we consider finding a way so that people who can't get the time off work, do not have the money, or aren't exactly sure why they should attend and they just want to investigate, have that chance. So if I offended you yesterday, please accept my humble amends and know that it was not my intent to offend. Thank you.
Ma'am?
Good morning. Aloha. My name's Christina. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is December 27th, 1983, and I have no idea how many processes I've been to, because I didn't even start doing a service resume till about 5 years ago. So I want to say I had a really good time, and I want to thank all the people that have worked so hard to make this such a great event. I've never seen a higher quality of panels than I have at this process. It's been amazing. And a great larger amount of diversity than we've had in the past also, which I'm really thankful for. So I wanted to sort of prep in advance for our discussion next year and speak in favor of an online component to our forum, our assembly. My group's business meeting is hybrid. We have tons of participation and way more because of Zoom. My district meeting is hybrid, tons of participation, fewer people in the room, more Zoom. Our area committee meetings and our area assemblies are hybrid. It doesn't cost an arm and a leg, tons more participation, no reduction in people in the room. And really what's gonna happen because of that, last year I was in tears because of the sort of mean-spirited remarks about getting more inclusiveness, but when a bunch of GSRs watch this on Zoom, they're gonna get excited and want to come, and then we will have the greater diversity. So I just wanna say our accessibility community has been waiting for 90 years, and we're tired of waiting. Thank you.
Mi nombre es Karen. Yo soy alcoholica, Ario 8, San Diego. My name's Karen, I'm an alcoholic, and I'm from Area 8, San Diego, and I do not speak Spanish natively, but I gotta try. First, though, I really want to say mahalo to Hawaii, to Area 17, because this was fabulous, and it was, Yeah, it was a pleasure to come here, and all the hard work that you do, I do not understand, but I have a feeling San Diego will get a taste of that in 2029. I had the privilege last night to go to a meeting that was held in Spanish, and I was the one holding my phone reading the translation. And the trying out the app was a great experiment. It failed. It was a round table, so it was very short discussions, and I could interrupt because I'm really shy and say, can you explain to me what this means? And they were gracious to say, you know, and I was able to follow most of the discussion, but even with that, I couldn't follow all of the discussion. It was lost on me. And then, of course, there was cultural things that I didn't understand. I had to ask them afterwards, are you telling me this is what happens in your meetings? I couldn't believe it. So there is a cultural aspect to translations. There's idioms. There's an understanding of our language in AA. Prasa kept coming up as plaza. You know, lots of little things like that. I took screenshots. Y'all are welcome to come and see. In San Diego last year, we had a huge discussion about raising the rates that we pay our professional interpreters from like $60 to $85, which is the going rate in San Diego. And it was a huge discussion, but in talking to some of the folks that know better than I do, I understand that was quite a change, and we have a much better interpretation program now that we're paying them a wage that is what they would earn in business. And when somebody else spoke up from Portland, I understand they pay them $100 an hour. But you get quality when you pay the people. That's why we have the same thing in New York. We pay them what they're worth. So this is not an issue I've ever heard of being a big problem in San Diego, but maybe that's because they don't tell me, because I speak English. Is that my time? Anyway, sounds like my time. I can't even see that, but thank you.
Hello, my name is Javier, Area 42, District 21. My meeting is Rio de Luz. I'm from Las Vegas. I'm Latino. I'm including here. Say 6 years ago, I had in rehab. I had 7 years sober. Para mí es importante.
For me, it's very important.
Decirles que todos los temas que trataron.
That all the things that you talk about.
Me llegaron. Soy coordinador de la oficina intergrupal en Las Vegas.
They feel me. I'm the chair for the central office in Las Vegas.
En hispanos.
Hispanic central office in
Soy
Vegas.
Soy producto de las juntas híbridas.
He's product of the hybrid meetings.
Hace 7 años.
7 years ago.
El día de hoy.
Today.
Aprendí en esta asamblea.
I learned in this assembly.
Que es importante.
That is so important.
Sentirme incluido, no
feeling
excluido.
Feeling included, not excluded.
Para mí.
For me.
La historia es lo más importante para no repetirla.
The history is most important.
Así que cuando llegué a ser coordinador en enero de la oficina intergrupal,
therefore, when I became chair of the Hispanic Central Office,
estudié el manual de servicios,
studied the service manual,
y chequé que tenía que dar el mensaje a la gente que está sufriendo.
¿Puedes repetir eso, por favor?
Y mi objetivo es dar el mensaje a la gente que está sufriendo.
And my job objective is to give the message to the people who still suffer.
Somos 18 grupos.
We're 18 groups.
Entonces, mi mensaje fue promover la historia local de cómo logró los hispanos estar en grupos de doble A.
For me is...
Deja ahí para allá. Repítelo otra vez, por favor.
Para mí la historia,
for me the history,
fue
was
cómo los hispanos hicieron grupos en Estados Unidos.
How the Hispanic community built groups in the United States.
Les interesó a los medios de comunicación.
That's very interesting for the social media.
En 3 meses,
in 3 months,
hemos estado,
we have been
en la radio, periódicos,
the radio, the newspaper.
Y siguiente mes en Telemundo.
And next month in Telemundo in TV.
Hablando.
Talking.
Sobre la historia de cómo el grupo, el primer grupo.
Talking about the history of how the first group.
Local de Las Vegas.
Local from Vegas.
Creció con los hispanos.
Was built by the Hispanic community.
Fue un producto, una información importante para ellos.
Was a big important information for them.
El problema,
the problem,
no es traer nuevos.
No es traer nuevos.
It's not to have newcomers.
Es retener a la gente.
Is retain the people, to retain the people.
Creo que debemos de incluir.
I believe that we need to include
temas de crecimiento, empadrinamiento.
Themes of growing up and sponsorship.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Chuck. I'm an alcoholic. My home group is the Afternooners in Brentwood, California, and I presently serve as the DCMC for Contra Costa County, District 08 in Area 6. First, I'd like to say thank you very much to Area 17. This has been an awesome process, and I'm grateful for the thoughtful way that the program was laid out with great panels, and I especially am grateful that we are continuing to be thoughtful and creative in how we present the roundtables for our attendance. Last night I attended a roundtable that, as far as I know, is the first time it's been offered at PRASA on the topic of seniors and cooperation with the elder community. And this is so timely because in my current role as a DCMC, I've been noticing that, you know, in our district, we may be missing some of those alcoholics at our meetings and reaching out to them to carry the message. And I heard some wonderful ideas and what's going on in some of our other areas in this region to solve that problem, and it was super, super helpful. The other thing that I want to talk about is our entertainment of the day yesterday, which was the business meeting. I think it's already been said that the issue of interpretation was clearly, you know, a concern, and I do appreciate trying new technologies and new approaches to interpretation. I think we have to go back to the drawing board on that one. The other suggestion that I have about the business meeting is the packet for the business meeting was not available until I think Friday, and I would be happy to print my own copy if you guys could just make it available before I get on the plane. And so, just think about that for future process. Make the business packet available, the business meeting packet available a few days before. Many of us would be happy to print it, and we actually have time to understand what's going to be on the agenda. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Ramiro. I'm an alcoholic, and I am the Spanish coordinator of Area 03 in Arizona. And many of the things that I wanted to say have been said already. So I'm going to say other thing. Technology, it's a big challenge for AA because we need to admit it. It has saved our lives, and has been a great tool to communicate with our fellowship. But we have a problem. First, because anonymity is compromised. We had a problem with our district because our groups were inviting people from other programs that call themselves AA members that have videos in YouTube showing their faces. That is no AA. We need to be careful and talk to our groups about 11 and 12 tradition. So if we use the technology as a tool, we'll be okay. But if we use technology as a higher power, we will back swimming in alcohol and dying. So for events like this, like PRASA and assemblies and all that, I think technology, it'd be great for all the people that can't attend the events. But in our groups, I don't know how the online groups are handling the anonymity. So, but it'll be good to be careful with that because social media is going everywhere. We are now talking about the artificial intelligence, and all that can screw our program. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Dean. I'm an alcoholic, and my home group is the Way Out Group in Mesa, Arizona. I'm past delegate from Area 3, Panel 68. And a couple of the presentations over the weekend mentioned our fellowship flatlining. And my question is, our fellowship really flatlining? One of our primary principles is that we are here to help. We are help anyone, anywhere. We want the hand of AA always to be there. And if we look around us, the other A's are growing exponentially. CA has grown to be huge. We have other programs like Rational Recovery that, you know, some of our members find that better. It's more secular. We have Celebrate Recovery. Our more Christian members are finding help. And I think Bill Wilson, his purpose was is that we get sober, not where we get sober. And I think the information that Bill got to write the program came from William James. And William James's tenet that we become better human beings, we have better social communities, we take care of each other, we learn to love each other and protect and take care of our communities. And so when I think about this thing, it's like, it's our focus. It's not our focus on that we are number one with the number of members. May our focus, look at what we do well. I think we do corrections very well. We are rock stars in the prisons. Things that we could do a little better. Maybe our focus, we heard that. We heard we could improve on CPC. We can improve on group participation. Group participation is at an all-time low all across our conference. Understanding and utilizing our process. That's it. There's a lot of fear out there. Getting our members to understand the process of Alcoholics Anonymous and how we affect change through our delegates. And then treat each other with respect. One thing that we didn't get a chance to talk about yesterday is at the conference, there's no clapping during motions. There's no winners or losers. We are all together, and we're talking about our ideas, and it's respect. Thank you.
I'm Brandon Alcoholic, District 12, Area 6. I'm the alternate GSR for the Early Birds and the Atlanta Club in Petaluma. What's on my mind is corrections and treatment. So when I was incarcerated, I went through a Scared Straight program, and they handed me an AA book and a 12-step pamphlet. That's as much as they did for AA. I went out of there, and I went to treatment with the intention of hustling the program and not going to jail. What happened is the program hustled me, and I've been sober ever since. But one of my greatest honors was being able to bring AA to the Scared Straight program. And God, what a great honor to be able to walk in a street clothes. But I brought AA to there, and it stuck to the day they closed those doors. So that was a great honor. What else is on my mind is when we talk about seniors, my early birds meeting, we're actually considered the old timers meeting. It's hard to get youth in there. You know, everybody in there's got 30, 40, 50, 50, 60. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's really fun. You know, we have a problem getting young people in our meeting. You know what I mean? So, and you know, it's hard to get people to wake up at 6:30 in the morning and do treatment in the beginning. You know, and it's also hard after 20 years, I'll tell you that. But anyway, that's all that's on my mind. I'm just going to babble from here on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Nicole, and I'm an alcoholic. I come from Area 93, District 16, and my home group is Zoo Crew 22. And we are a fully online virtual group, and I flew here from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I brought my two children, ages 14 and 10, my now sober ex-husband, and my sober ex-mother-in-law. I got a story. I was not able to attend PRASA last year. I was not allowed to leave the state. I am this year. I was a bit terrified to go through security. They didn't find me, so I must be clear. I made my restitution, and I'm grateful. I'm also grateful for all of you that have shown me welcome to be here. It's a little confusing, right, to be virtual, to be a Pennsylvanian, to be here. My family thought I was coming here for my professional job. When I told them I was coming here for AA, the looks they gave me was a bit confusing. So those that showed me that open-mindedness, that willingness, that compassion, that, yeah, this is going to get a little diluted and a little confusing maybe as we evolve and grow. I want to thank you all for showing that, yes, somebody like me is going to end up over here in the Pacific region, and I'm going to be here. And I also want to thank or encourage that open-mindedness to continue. My father passed from alcoholism in 1993. My children's other grandfather passed a few years ago from alcoholism. So it's in our family. So when my daughter or son may or may not need this program, I hope that virtual is out there and it's alive and they can have a place. Because when I text my daughter, she answers. When I call, she does not. They see me. They see me doing virtual. They see me chairing meetings in my home group. They see me in the area meeting on a Saturday doing, or Sunday, doing, you know, 8 hours or whatever it is, plugged in and listening. They see me doing recovery in a virtual place. They also see me attending in persons in my region. So they see me working a program, and I hope that inspires them, and I hope somehow I inspired you today. So thank you for letting me share my experience.
Thank you.
Good morning, I'm Megan Alcoholic. Thank you. Oh, yeah, it's my birthday too. Thank you, sobriety birthday. Hey, thanks for coming to my birthday party. Nice to have you. I wanna thank Hawaii for an excellent process and the thoughtful topics. It's really made me proud to be in the fellowship and excited for the future with the conversations we've had in the topic panels. I went to, well, my home group is Love and Service. It's a hybrid home group in Pleasant Hill. And I currently serve as the Area 6, which is Northern Coastal California, their technology committee chair. And guess what? I'm in healthcare. I don't know anything about tech. So the only thing that makes me qualified for that service is that I'm a sober member of AA. I went to the technology roundtable last night, and I just love the conversations we had. Two things I thought about this morning when I woke up was there was a guy who is... He said, I am on a web committee of 1.5 members, and we're in Silicon Valley. Like, you would think there's plenty of people out there to do it, but 1.5 members. So we talked a lot about rotation and how it's hard to get volunteers, and then once they're in there, it's hard to let them rotate out, and how we have to remember that is a spiritual principle. Like, that's a problem if our tech workers can't leave their jobs and people can't come on. And also, we talked about electronic payments and the fees. And, like, what I walked away with was, like, you know, we pay for coffee, we pay for rent, we need to pay for the tech services. It's special worker stuff, maybe. So why I'm here right now is because I'm also the host of, I'm the chair of the NEATW host for the workshop. And I want to invite you to our workshop that we're having on technology. It's September 11th to 13th. It'll be hybrid. And if you go to the website, it says it's for people interested in technology, not people who work in technology or are skilled in technology, to come and learn and share experience. So thank you for letting me have a little mic time for that.
Thank you.
My name's Elaine. I'm an alcoholic. Hi, everybody. Area 6. I'm not a GSR. I don't think I've been to an area meeting, but this is my first official PRASA. And thank you. I didn't know what to expect, and I was blown away, you guys. This was such a cool experience. And it was in Hawaii, which, like, I'm from California, but Hawaii's really nice. And I'm exhausted. My legs hurt. I'm tired of talking, and at the same time, like, my heart is so full, and I have so many things in my brain that are, you know, percolating because of all the things that we've talked about here. The topics were incredible. Whatever team came up with those, like, you guys crushed it. And lastly, I just wanted to say, and it's already been said, but my friend Megan turns 18 today, and I wanted to wish her a happy birthday. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hi, Mary Jane, alcoholic.
Hi, I'm an alternate DCMC and DCM for District 1 Monterey in Area 6. And my sobriety date is June 11th of 2018, which I get to share with my husband, who's not here right now. He's coming in on Monday. But what moved me to come up here was just to express pure love and gratitude, not only for PRASA, but for AA and what it's given me and taught me. For a time, and even still, I see you as the mirror, and it helps to keep me, keep my sight trained 180 degrees back upon myself, helping me to remove fears, which now I experience mostly as just moving through me, up and out, and what I am is the love that remains. I stand as like a portal waiting for inspiration to come and to move me. Now the mirror is dissolving into what I am, and it's contained in within what I am. But still, I see things happen. But it's always just reminders now to help me to remember who I am, which is you, too. So that's all. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, Chase Campbell, alcoholic. Thank you. All right, what's on my mind? I did get consultation to assure this was the proper platform to talk about such things. However, how many people have been reading the background to the agenda topics? Oh yeah, you all are the real ones, right? The real alcoholics. So what's on my mind is the agenda item for Grapevine, item F. Item F is considered that the AA Grapevine Inc. accepts contributions. Now, I want to encourage this bold moves. And the reason why I say that is because in 1950, the proposal from Bill and Dr. Bob, your third legacy, it was a bold move of admitting their powerlessness, of their being perishable, and they delivered to the members of AA their third legacy, admitting the challenges of facing change, not only for himself, but for Dr. Bob also. And one thing that I've noticed about that item is that the question for me is, how supporting is Grapevine if they're completely reliant on our seven tradition contributions? According to the fiscal year of 2025, Grapevine is in a deficit of $350,000 or so. And essentially, what are some ways in which, you know, Grapevine could be self-supporting? So this idea of, you know, sending contributions other than subscriptions. So here's my question is, why do we tend to give things away so freely? There was, within the background information, it talked about the revenue diversification and contributions would represent an additional revenue stream alongside product. So obviously there's a need, but what are ways in which we can rid of giving so much free material away? And one thing that I'm considering or asking is, you know, it's a public publication, right? You know, it's open to anyone other than alcoholics as well. How present is the Grapevine subscription when someone, you know, maybe types in alcoholism or say alcoholism on TikTok? You know, is there an ad that comes up? Is there a way that we can literally flood the social media platform with having individuals purchase subscriptions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to ask, can those at the mic on this side see the lights on the dais? Cannot see the lights?
We don't want to see them.
I didn't know that was an option. Ma'am?
Good morning. Aloha. My name is Yvette. Huikakua is home. I currently sit as the GSR for our home group, Area 17, District 13. And I just wanted to take the time to come up here and say malama pono to all who traveled far to make my first experience as PRASA the most heartful thing I've ever felt in a while. And someone said it in our first GSR meeting the other night at the round table, that this is a spiritual experience. I think it was brother over there with the hat, and I've been catching spiritual daggers all weekend. Hawaii is a cultural melting pot, and I've got to experience making new friends with so many different cultures. And I share a room with some sisters who was the background of this process, and Area 17, who worked so hard. The seed was planted a long time in me, but I just wasn't ready to water the plant. And I'm here. I'm coming up on 3 years, and this experience has just been heartful, and I wanted to take the time to thank everyone, especially my sisters who I shared my room with, that I get to journey this with them, and all of you. And the first thing I wanted to say, the last thing, is that there was some technicalities with language difficulties and that barrier, but the one thing that I know in my heart, if we speak the language of the heart, we will definitely understand each other. And I think that's what I saw most of all coming through at the tail end of this process, that we all spoke the language of the heart, and that mattered. So once again, Malama Pono, thank you from the bottom of my heart for allowing me to experience this first process with all of you. Thank you.
Aloha kakahiaka.
Aloha.
Pehea oi.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today? Ovauku oinoa, Francesca. My name is Francesca, and I am an alcoholic. My home group is X Factor. Roger that. Here in Waipahu. We meet Mondays at 5 p.m. I have the honor and privilege of serving on the translation committee for PRASA. You know, it's honor and privilege to ask to be piloted. You know, we piloted this to see if it works. It's not a failure, okay? It's not a failure. It's a tool. It's just not a tool for interpretation, right? It's a captioning program, right? I also have the honor and privilege of serving Hawaii Area 17 as their treatment and accessibilities chair, right? So, you know, although it looks like I'm on an altruistic plane here, I'm really not. Because this is all self-supporting, you know, as we try to bridge that gap, right, between our communications. You know, right now, our Spanish-speaking community is not the big deal for us, not saying that you aren't, but we have Chukis and Marshallese that are coming to the meetings. You know, we have elderly people that cannot sit because they cannot hear, right? This will help. This will help for those who cannot hear well, because it is a closed captioning, right? It's not an interpreter, you know. So, you know, for us, it's always lessons learned, right? What are the lessons learned here? How do we improve? This is a tool. It's not a tool for interpreting, you know, but it is a good tool in some places. You know, GSO said they use it for a year, and so they said, here you go. But, you know, we are really, really fortunate that somebody had all this equipment so that we can do the translation. You know, so we come together, you know, language of the heart, and you know what? It's beautiful. Mahalo.
Aloha kakahiaka. My name is Kenny. I am an alcoholic. Oh, this is my first, I'm a first time GSR and my first PRASA. And thank you. I just wanted to express my gratitude for everyone, not just the speakers, but also the participants, for bringing the traditions and the concepts to life for me during this past 3 days. My service sponsor told me to sit down at every panel with different people, so I want to thank everybody that kind of welcomed me into their table thinking, why is this guy sitting with us now? But, and it was like a God shot. It was kind of funny because the first one I was like, I'm not going to do that. But then my service sponsor and my grand service sponsor sat directly behind me. I was like, fine, I'll do it. But you know, you guys, on a personal level, I want to thank you guys for everything that you guys have done for me. Because when I arrived here on Friday morning and I got out of that car and that bellboy opened up that door and said, welcome to the Hilton Hawaiian Village. You know, that touched my heart because for 15 years, I would sneak onto this property to sleep in their stairwells and their bushes, you know? And for them to welcome me and hear those words uttered to me really was a spiritual moment for me.
So I want to thank you from the mahalo from the bottom of my heart. The other thing before my thing turns red is, for the first time I got to sit down at a dinner setting where there were so many spoons and forks and everything. And I kept true to my sponsor, and I said, okay. So I sat down to the lady I don't understand. I didn't know, and I had to tap her. I was like, which fork do I use for the salad? But I get to do things like that today in my recovery, and I'm so energized to bring back my experience here to my home group. Aloha, everybody. My name is Ken.
Aloha, everyone. My name is June Lee, and I am an alcoholic.
Hi, June.
I came here as a potential alcoholic, but 39 years of sobriety later, I am a real alcoholic. I have been to 4 process, none of them I was in service for, including this time, but I love what you bring. I love the panels. I love being around people who carry the message, who are interested in continuing Alcoholics Anonymous. But I do want to talk about a couple things. I don't have physical challenges right now. I don't have mental challenges right now. Lots of years of therapy. But I want to call it what it is. I am privileged. I know what it's like to be a single mom living in my car with my baby. That's how far I've come to be able to come here on my own dime, pay for a hotel, and be here. So, you know, I don't know. If people feel offended being called privileged, maybe you should write about it. We are quick to help newcomers, but please take back to your groups and your areas how we can better care for everyone else in our fellowship. Who aren't we seeing? How can we reach out? I love the panels about the seniors in sobriety. I love the ideas about reaching out to the young people in the schools and who are not in school, right? And then I wanted to touch on, I'm on the yellow light. Technology can help us. Let's use it. Let's learn to use it. Let's teach others to use it with workshops. That NAATW, I love that idea. I mean, I've been there. It was awesome. And we pass on the basket for funds for GSRs to go to assemblies and process. Let's pass an extra basket for technology. Let's do that. It costs money, but we can rise up to this age and make this accessible for everyone.
Thank you.
Aloha, kakai kaka. I probably said that wrong, but I love you. I'm a mahali, and I'm not a kama aina, I'm a kamalata. I get to be here a lot, and I love Hawaii. I just want to express my gratitude to PRASA and to the committee here and all the people that did so much work. I also want to express that we, if you don't have a service sponsor, someone is missing out because they need to be your service sponsor. And it's important that we have that structure, I believe. And so when I first got into general service, and I'm not right now, my husband is, I'm riding on his ticket. But when I first got in, it was very important then, and I don't hear much said about it. I heard a little bit, though. That is the way in which I was trained. And I was a young person in AA, and I needed some training. just like potty training, you know. I needed to be told how I should carry myself as a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, how to help. How to have a good experience traveling. You know, I was really taught that too, is to pay attention to the good things and not worry so much about the bad things that happen in traveling. It's hard. So anyway, we need service sponsors, and if you don't have one, you're not being trained, and you're probably a pain in the you-know-what.
Hi, everybody. Bob Alcoholic from Palo Alto, California. And I'm a member of the world-famous Public Information Committee. So you all need to get involved in this world-famous committee. So Unfortunately, it's not so world famous. So in our area, we call it PICPC, which is public information cooperation with the professional community. We put them two together. And our biggest problem is we don't have enough members. And nobody knows what our, not nobody, but a lot of people don't know what our committees are or what we do. All we do is we carry the message of Alcoholics Anonymous to the general public at large and professionals such as doctors, lawyers, therapists, priests, police, etc., about what AA is and what it is and how to get a hold of us. And it's just amazing, and it's really fun to do. So all you guys need to be spreading the message. You need to get all your GSRs in your districts to be announcing about the need for public information representatives. So just an example, I'm in a booth in a psychiatric convention, and the psychiatrist comes up to me and says, I go home every night and I get loaded and I just can't stop. And she's a psychiatrist, right? And I got to have this amazing conversation with her for about 20 minutes, and she was just so happy that we were there. So, and then another time, this guy comes up to the booth and he's got a beer in his hand and he's talking about his dad's drinking. But it, and you know, that kind of thing is kind of fun, interesting, but we spread the message to him. We planted the seed. So we just need a lot of help. It's limitless how much we can, and it's, speaking to what another guy said, we're not on a membership drive. We're just here to inform the public and professionals what we do and what we don't do. So those that are interested, join.
Hi, I'm Jenna. I'm a recovered alcoholic. My home group is the Firing Line, and I'm DCM for District 5, Area 58. And I'm so glad I followed him because I love the cooperation, the panel with cooperation with professional community. So I rotated out of PICPC into the DCM role, and I have such a passion for it because I work in the medical field. I am a professional, and I take care of the dying alcoholic, the dying alcoholic. And because of Tradition 6 and Tradition 8, right, I can't 12-step that dying alcoholic. But what we can do is educate the professionals, right? And when I went in, after that panel, I went over to that, and I thought that the CPC thing would be full. There'd be a line, but it wasn't. It wasn't. So I was shocked. So, and when the first time I realized that there's such a need for it is when I was I'm a booth at a health fair, a substance abuse counselor to the biggest healthcare organization in our area came up and said, well, we don't recommend AA because you're a religious organization. And I was shocked. So we came up with this little pamphlet that's direct from our district, and it, the first thing it says is what AA doesn't do, because they need to be educated of what we do and what we don't do. And I'm just reiterating what everybody said up on the panel yesterday. It was awesome. Thank you.
My name is John Lenz, and I'm an alcoholic. Hey, everybody. I'm the PI chair for Southern Area 42. So we're stacking the deck here with PI people. It's a big deal. The CPC panel was amazing. They really laid out how much trouble we're in. And the reality is, if we're not reaching new people, we're going to be in trouble even more. I came in off a TV ad in 1983 through a treatment center. And that treatment center said, if you want to stay sober and have a good life, you need to go to AA. They don't do that anymore. They count on recidivism in their business plans. And another factor that I'm considering is we haven't really grown as a fellowship, but the number of action items have doubled. there's something wrong with that picture. We need to be focusing on just what is important. And I would encourage the board to consider looking at the things that we do and prioritizing them based on not what we're going to get out of it, but the consequences if we don't. And the consequences of not putting an effort into PI and CPC is they're dire. They're dire. And so I would encourage, like Bob, for everybody to get behind this because it's so important. It's not a matter of attraction rather than promotion. That's on the personal level. We need to get the word out. Bill Wilson in 1956 said, we got to get out there with PR. We don't have a brand anymore. No one really knows what Alcoholics Anonymous is. And we have to educate them through our efforts with grassroots. But I also believe that there is a real important component that belongs to GSO. Thank you.
Buenos dias, mi nombre es Chente y soy alcohólico.
Good morning, my name is Chente Eman, alcoholic.
Soy MCD del Distrito 5, Área 93.
I'm a DCM for District 5, Area 93.
Nomás quería abordar el micrófono para darle las gracias a todos.
I just want to take this phone to thank every one of you.
A los organizadores de esta asamblea.
To the organizers of PRASA.
De parte de toda el área 93.
In behalf of Area 93 Spanish speaking community.
Nosotros en el área estamos creciendo.
We are in area who is growing at the Spanish speaking level.
Y nada más era para agradecer todo el aprendizaje que se dio este fin de semana.
I just want to thank you for everything I learned this weekend.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you.
I'm Sarah and I'm an alcoholic. I'm from District 08, Area 06. I'm the Alt DCMC. And this is my fourth PRASA, but my first time at the microphone, yay! And so I just want to thank the committee so much. This has been an amazing experience. The panels have been excellent, and the roundtables were wonderful. And, you know, my head is swimming, but my heart is so full. But what I'm coming away with is looking at what I can do to ensure the rooms of AA are always welcoming. You know, I walked into the rooms many years ago. I spoke the language, I looked like the people, I didn't feel different or not a part of, and yet that is not everyone's experience. And it's like, how can I, as a member of AA, ensure that when people walk into the rooms, no matter who they are, what they look like, the language they speak, that I welcome them in and make them know that they're welcome and a part of. I was so moved by the man who spoke on Friday night about, or yesterday morning about the translation of the meeting. Someone sat with someone and translated a meeting to ensure that the message of AA reached that person. And that is my job. You know, it's like the people that are here were great, but you know, we got the message. Like, who is missing the message? Who are we not reaching? Who is not feeling safe walking into a room of AA because they are marginalized? They may not look like the people they're with. They may not speak the language. And so how do I, as a member at large, ensure that AA is a safe space for everyone? So thank you.
Thank you.
Buenos dias. Me llamo Teresa. Soy alcohólica.
My name is Teresa, and I'm an alcoholic.
I'm one of these in English because it's my privilege to speak both languages. And I know that not all of you need to speak two languages or three languages. We here in Oahu have a population that speak another first language rather than English, but they have been serving us in English. Thank you very much to the organizers. Organizers, it is a fact that this tool helps. It's not good enough, as we know, as the language of the heart, as the one-on-one, as the... We are in a service assembly, and On one hand, we need to move ahead, to live up to the speed of the times, AI, and passing on the message. And certainly, our conference is wise. There was a decision to make the spiritual parity a fact. We do have our service manual in Spanish. We have multiple brochures in Spanish. We have our yearly report in Spanish. Nevertheless, the newcomer doesn't need to know all that when they come. The new servant doesn't know all that. That's why we keep making this effort, and I thank the assembly for the wise decision yesterday to stop the discussion on the web servant and the, not because it's not necessary, but because we need to pace ourselves to be that all-inclusive in service. My concern, knowing both or many sides of the community, is that we may be creating too many AAs, right? The Hispanic AA looks very different. What IGSR represents 7 meetings in the Hispanic community. You have 7 representatives because you have 7 sessions during the week. That in itself makes us look like little, but it's not a small community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Manisha. I'm an alcoholic from the coastal Northern California area. I want to thank the PRASA committee for such a wonderful experience. I've been to many PRASAs, and I think what I took away from my own experience was that I felt very happy and joyous at this particular PRASA. And I was reflecting on it, and I think, like, you know, I want to thank the committee for the choice of topics. They were hard topics, and I feel like when we can talk about hard topics, it creates an atmosphere of joy and happiness. So thank you for that. In my capacity as an appointed committee member of the Trustees Literature Committee, I'm chairing a working group for an upcoming pamphlet. I want to just really make an announcement. Please, we have 2 upcoming pamphlets, and we have called for stories out, and the deadline is March 31st. A lot of those people who was meant for are not here. And I think if you know people who are gender diverse or who are Asian and of Asian descent, I certainly belong to both of those communities, please, we have a call for stories. And so if you have sponsees, service sponsees, please, please encourage them to write their stories so we can help everybody. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I have a quick question. Are the screens being blocked by the people in line as speakers? Can we reformulate our lines for people to stand in front of the dais to the mic so that we're not blocking the screens for those who need to see it? You can come back towards this, towards the center, and then line up going that way. Or however you drunks want to do it.
I lost my place, but it's okay.
I just didn't want to block the screens with the lines. Thank you.
Sí, buenos días. Yo soy José, alterno al coordinador del área entre el norte de California 07. Nada más quiero agradecerle a todos los voluntarios que se dieron la oportunidad de servir, de traducir. Muchas gracias. Yo sé que lo hacemos de corazón. Y gracias por su amor y tolerancia. José.
Ms. Line, could you please come in front of the dais? We're still blocking the back to some people. Just line up like these folks. Good orderly direction. Sir?
Good morning. I'm Robert. I'm a DCM from District 17 in Area 7, which is Yolo County, a very rural and close to cosmopolitan county in Central California. I learned a couple things this weekend at PRASA. One thing I learned was when you come up here, ignore the light and be organized before you get here. So for me, I feel like once again, I'm leaving PRASA with the feeling of AA wins. You know, we hear the membership has been static since 1993, but we've had some challenges. You know, and I got sober in 1994, by the way. Industrial recovery complex, court slips have stopped coming to our meetings that used to come from courts. Recovery houses have distanced themselves from AA, all under the idea of, like was mentioned earlier, a mixture of religion. So those things have left. Opportunistic private and government-funded organizations see AA as a direct competitor for clients. So when an AA comes to AA and gets sober, we're stealing a profit, a potential profit for those organizations. On YouTube, there's constant commercials for different modes of recovery that start off by attacking AA, calling us losers. Bill, somebody pointed out to me yesterday, Bill never said that we should promote or go out and grow, but he did say that we should carry the message, and I think our message has stayed the same. You know, there were some problems this weekend with Spanish interpretation, but the fellowship responded slowly, but we responded, we considered and responded. In the end, we moved towards inclusion. The speakers have been great. I'm leaving here changed. An 8-minute speech by Dan from Area 97 just tore me up, and so I thank Dan for that very much. He pulled my covers. AA wins. That's how I feel, and hopefully we can respond to challenges, and then next year we'll have some new challenges. Our message has not changed. The platforms and delivery has changed, but our message has not changed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Luis. I'm an alcoholic. Yes. I have the privilege to speak the both languages, but still I'm going to do this in Spanish because it's my community. Por favor.
Okay.
Soy Luis de nuevo, soy un alcohólico.
I'm Luis, I'm an alcoholic.
Okay, vengo del distrito 23 del área 9 del sur de California.
I'm from district 23 from area 9, Southern California.
Okay. ¿Saben una cosa de mi distrito como nuevo RSG que nada más llevo 2 meses?
You know what? I'm a new GSR, 2 months.
Es mi primer evento de plaza.
It's my first plaza.
Okay. A pesar de los inconvenientes que hubieron con la traducción,
even though all the inconveniency about traduction, translation,
mi delegada me dijo que a través del amor y de la unidad podíamos todos resolver esto.
My delegate told me that to words, love, everything can be taken care of.
Ya, y eso pasó.
And that's what happened.
Y quiero agradecerles a todos por la hospitalidad que nos dieron.
I want to thank Hawaii for the hospitality you given us.
Gina, no sé dónde está, pero gracias por haberme conseguido la programación en español.
Gina got me the program in Spanish.
Okay. Y de nuevo, muchísimas gracias y me llevo una nueva experiencia a mi distrito y a mi grupo.
I'm Billy taking Bob. A great experience to my district, and I love you guys.
A mi grupo Billy Bob de Lake Elsinore, California.
My group is Bill and Bob in Lake.
¿Cómo se dice? Lake Elsinore, California.
Lake Elsinore in California.
Hey everybody, my name is Brent. I am an alcoholic. Privileged to be a part of the technology committee for Area 06, and I'm going to put in another shameless plug for our national AA technology workshop. We've heard a lot about technology and how it might help AA. This is an excellent opportunity to explore that a little bit further. As I pointed out yesterday, the way I see technology is it's kind of like power tools, right? It can allow us to do things that otherwise might not be possible, but it also, at the same time, they are very dangerous. and especially with the internet, those things don't go away. So there's a lot of stuff that we can discuss. There was some interesting discussion I heard about AI. And there's all kinds of tools. And what I did forget to show is a plug for the committee. Thank you for a great, great process, as always. Also, I'd like to point out that my home group is the Foster City Men's Sharing Group, where we have an annual retreat where we make really cool T-shirts like this to point out that it's about gratitude. And even better than that, gratitude is a contraction of great attitude. It says right there on the back. But one more little plug about public information. One of the statistics that I like to throw out with a little fire and brimstone is 2/3 of the people who come into the rooms of AA do so at the suggestion of a non-AA person. If we are not informing those people, is it a surprise our membership is shrinking? It's shrunk by like 15% relative to the population growth. We are not stagnant, we're shrinking. Now, it's not the sky has fallen, but we need to get out there and inform these people about who we are. And education is not promotion, it's just letting them know who we are and better yet, who we are not. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Marco, I'm an alcoholic. I'm a past delegate, panel 44, San Diego Imperial Area 8. I wanna say thank you to PRASA. Hawaii, you guys been doing a hell of a job. I also wanna let you know that translation to me is very important because it's part of carrying the message to the alcoholic who still suffers. I came to the program in 1980, and my first service in 1988, some of you were not born yet. I was the first Area Assembly, Area 8 translator. And believe me, it's been a great challenge. So today, I want to ask every one of you have a great responsibility to carry this message back to your area. As a GSR, as a DCM, and even as a delegate, because I'm pretty sure that all the sharing that we had this weekend is going to help us at the conference. So I love you and take care.
Victor Alcoholic, District 18, Area 06. I don't speak English, but I'm going to try. We have a virtual group from Mexico looking for help. My district add them as a new virtual group. Now, my home group were scared. They had questions like, are they going to have a general service representative? Are they going to have representation? Is there any autonomy or any regulation for those groups? After a few days here in PRASA, I hear I am responsible. I hear about bridges and bring the message to those who need help. I have a lot of information for my home group thanks to these meetings, and I'm going to tell them about a new agenda topic about virtual groups. We have to talk about virtual groups in our group. Thank you, PRASA.
Buenos dias. Mi nombre es Adán y soy alcohólico.
My name is Adán and I'm an alcoholic.
Y vengo del distrito 19 del área 06.
District 19, de Area 75, 06.
Costa Norte de California.
North Coast of California.
Pertenezco al grupo Oasis de Salinas, California, del condado de Monterrey.
I belong to the group Oasis in Monterey, California.
Y el día de hoy es, en este evento es mi primer evento de PRASA.
This is my first PRASA.
Y tengo poquito más de tres décadas dentro del programa de Alcohólicos Anónimos. Aquí está mi padrino de servicio.
Oh boy, his sponsor is here.
No me ha guiado muy bien, pero aquí estoy.
I'm here.
Soy el MSD del distrito 19 en esta ocasión.
I am the DCM for District 19.
Represento 28 grupos
representing
hispanos.
28 Spanish speaking groups.
Y estoy muy contento porque me pagaron los viáticos.
I'm very happy because they paid my way.
Yo creí que en servicios generales no hacían eso, pero
I
en esta
did,
ocasión
I didn't know that they did that in general service.
Me di cuenta de los privilegios que tiene un servidor en mi área.
Now I see what the privilege that our area service has.
Y aún así no veo que quieran levantar la mano para hacer el servicio de RCGs y MSDs.
And I don't understand why a lot of members don't raise their hand to serve as GSRs.
Tengo ya poco más de un año en este con este servicio y no tengo alterno.
I have a year in service and I don't have an alternate.
Pero yo sigo. Yo siempre les digo, doy mi reporte y les digo que siempre vamos a ir para adelante y sin detenernos. Despacio, pero sin detenernos, perdón.
But I still believe that we have to go forward, slow, but go forward.
Y estoy muy contento de haber estado aquí en Plaza con mis compañeros,
apoyándonos unos con otros.
Me llevo mucha información para trabajar en mi distrito en esta ocasión.
I have a lot of information to work with my district.
Hasta que Dios nos llame a cuentas.
Until God call us.
Thank you.
Gracias.
My name is Curtis. I'm the DCM for District 22 in Area 7, Northern California Interior. And I enjoy coming to PRASA, you know, great panels, and always get to reflect on my spiritual condition amidst some sometimes tumultuous subjects. But we are also a deliberative body. When we gather together, we are a deliberative body that operates under three legacy voting procedures. And, you know, to have that simple item of business tabled yet again, you know, it's, I love that this motion was written and it has, you know, a spiritual intent to it. It's, you know, to achieve greatest accessibility, it's recommended that the PRASA assemblies provide a virtual component option. It is not highly detailed. It's written almost like a tradition. It has this deliberative and principled intent. And as a body, I'm always very hopeful that we can grasp and agree on principled intent without a huge amount of detail. The traditions have worked well for Alcoholics Anonymous without having a lot of detailed content. We get to work it out. We get to experience it and through time. So yes, Western Washington, thank you very much for going ahead and doing it virtual anyway, since the processes are autonomous and this measure would not disturb that autonomy. It would be up to each process committee to decide to do it or not. But our online community is huge. That's where AA is growing, even though our physical attendance seems to be static. So let's embrace the entire body of AA and as a deliberative body, come and make tough business decisions.
Hola, buenos días.
Good morning.
Mi nombre es Berenice.
My name is Berenice.
Y vengo del área 03 de Arizona.
From Area 03, Arizona.
Solo quiero agradecer al Comité de PRASA por su excelente trabajo en organizar.
I just want to show my appreciation to PRASA Area 17.
Por el esfuerzo y el trabajo de llevar a cabo este evento.
For all the work that you guys had done.
Porque no es fácil.
It's not easy.
Incluir tantas áreas con tantas formas de pensar y
de actuar. So many areas and so many ways of acting.
En doing things, en haciendo cosas, se me clavan los cables. Quiero agradecer también a mi área 03 por siempre.
I want to thank my area 03.
Por siempre estar ahí para ayudar con las necesidades que tenemos nosotros los que hablamos español.
For all the needs that our Spanish-speaking community has.
Yo tengo trabajando en servicios generales apenas 6 años.
I've been working with General Service for 6 years.
Y tengo que decir la verdad que apenas hace 4 años empiezo a meterme a entender de verdad cómo funciona esto.
And about 4 years ago, I get serious about this situation.
Y siempre que estoy en asambleas de área o que tengo que convivir con las personas anglosajonas.
When I'm at area assemblies and I have to be with area of English speaking people.
Siempre me he sentido muy bien recibida.
I've been welcome.
Siento el amor, la comprensión y la tolerancia que me han tenido y han
acogido. I feel all that love, tolerance and comprehension.
Y por eso quiero agradecerles a ellos.
That's why I want to thank my Area 3.
Porque siempre están ahí para lo que necesito.
Because they're always there for me.
Y un principio que he aprendido de Alcohólicos Anónimos.
And the principles that I have learned in AA.
Siempre ser tolerante.
Be tolerant.
Armoniosa.
Oh, yes.
Y mucha humildad.
Happy and humility.
También de que de la forma y lo uso aquí dentro de AA y afuera.
And also, be outside the way you are inside.
Es en que la forma en que yo pido las cosas es
the way I ask for, the way I ask for things is the way it's going to be given to me.
Y esa forma es respeto.
Respect.
Preguntar en el momento apropiado.
Asking in appropriate time.
Y entender a los que ya tienen mucho experiencia en el servicio.
And understanding about those old people who had experience.
Y ya para terminar.
And to finish.
La palabra más que me frustra de mi padrino de servicio.
The thing that bothers me about my sponsor.
Service sponsor.
Oh, service sponsor.
Déjate guiar.
Yeah, let me guide you.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Aloha. I want to welcome everyone to the island of Oahu, Hawaii. This is about the time when my delegate and my honey bunny starts hiding under the table when I come to the mic, right? I am Gina. I serve as Area 17 Secretary. I was also your program's alternate chair. Thank you. It warms my heart that you enjoyed the topics. That wasn't me, although I did have a small part to play. That was Bob, so you can thank him. Anyway, what's on my mind? I was pretty disturbed this weekend. I want to start by reminding us of something from page 24 of the Big Book. And it tells us that it's easy to forget the pain and the suffering of even a week or a month ago. It's that squiggly paragraph. That line has always stood out for me because forgetting is dangerous. When we forget, we drift. When we forget, we risk becoming the very thing that once hurt us. On Friday, something happened that immediately brought that paragraph to my mind. A comment was made to a Hispanic member standing at the Grapevine Lavinia table. A comment that was said that the member was saying something about, how am I going to get translation? And another member turned around and said, well, it doesn't matter to me, I speak English. Not cool, exactly, not cool. Family, that should never happen. Not here. Not ever. Right? It was a painful reminder and also a clear example of what not to be. Because everyone carries a message. Right? Everyone carries a message. And that message was, I don't want to be
Thank
that
you.
Way. Oh, red light already. Sorry.
Buenos días, mi nombre es Gaby, alcohólica.
My name is Gaby, I'm an alcoholic.
Del distrito 17, área 06, California.
District 17, area 06.
Y yo quiero darle mucho las gracias a esta, aquí, ¿verdad?, los organizadores.
I want to thank all the organizers of
es mi
Plaza.
Plaza.
It's my first Plaza.
Es la primera vez que soy RCG.
It's my first time as a GSR.
Y les quiero decir que la verdad es increíble lo que lograron recibirnos aquí en su tierra, ¿verdad?
I just wanted you to know that it's incredible that what you guys have done here.
Me voy muy bien, la verdad. He visto mucho, aprendido mucho. Veo mucha
I have learned a lot. I have seen a lot of new people here.
Para mí, ¿verdad? Que crecí con pies descalzos y calentando el agua para bañarme.
To me, where I was born, heating water to take a bath.
Este es un sueño hecho realidad.
This is a dream making reality.
Y sabemos que es pues un ser amoroso que es quien nos tiene aquí unidos.
It's a God loving.
Y la verdad, yo solo tengo que decirles gracias
I just
a todos.
To tell you thank you.
Desde que él sirvió el café, la persona que sirve el café,
From
hasta
the
la
one
que
who served the coffee to the registrator.
Qué palabras tan hermosas no pudieron haber tenido más
All
sentido.
All those beautiful words that you had mentioned to me.
Gracias por la traducción cuando fui a primera vez a mi grupo.
Thank you for the translation.
Era en español.
When I went to my first group, it was in Spanish.
Pero cuando nos empezamos a reunir con alcohólicos anónimos, Y miraba que eran personas que hablaban inglés.
But when we gather as a whole, and sí. Then I saw English-speaking people,
sí me dio temor.
I was afraid.
Pero nos dieron mucha confianza.
But they gave me a lot of confidence.
Mi experiencia ha sido que nos han atendido las necesidades.
Is that you have felt my needs.
Tal vez no como yo quiera, ¿verdad?
Not the way I wanted to.
Pero sí he visto apoyo.
But I have a lot of support.
Y también quiero decir que
I also want to tell you
que la verdad los quiero mucho, los llevo en mi
corazón. I love you guys.
Quiero verlos en otra
plaza. I'm taking you in my heart and next year plaza.
I'm an alcoholic. My name's Matt. I'm from Area 9. I'm a District 5 alternate DCMC, and it's my first PRASA. And our panel 2, Area 9 delegate Mitchell said, it's your first PRASA. You got to go up to the microphone. And I said, well, I never met a microphone I didn't like, but I said, I was going to like lay low and just, be humble. But anyway, so I wrote down stuff. I'm so happy that I'm grateful for the GSRs that came. I'm blown away by new GSRs who go to area meetings for one thing, and then go to the process. It's just amazing. So you are appreciated. You're few and far between. Thank you to the delegates and to whatever area this is. 5? No, I don't know. 17. Sorry. I should have written that down. Anyway. One thing I haven't heard this weekend much talk about is the convention liaison, which I know at Area 9 we have a convention liaison committee, and I assume most areas do. And to me, I don't know about you guys, but most of my meetings have a lot of trouble. My groups have trouble getting people to volunteer to be GSRs, and they're always like, oh, but I tried it once, it wasn't fun. It was, it was like boring and all this stuff. And I think we could use more connection with the groups to the AA as a whole. And I love being at a table at a convention, a general service table, and explaining to people, what general service is and how they can help and the benefits. And it's like, it's like most of the time talking to someone who doesn't want to listen to you. They just want the candy at the table. But so that's a way to reach people. So if your area like ours is having trouble budgeting enough money to put tables and have convention liaisons who aren't privileged or blessed as some of us are to go and get hotel rooms and travel, please encourage them to support that. And get the word out, because those are the GSRs right now. The people are willing to go to conventions, but they're not willing to go do something that isn't fun. Thank you very much.
Good morning. My name is Adrian. I'm an alcoholic. And I come from Area 6, CNCA, District 17, Spanish District. I'm bilingual. I was introduced to service by my sponsor, and I've been in service since my second year in AA. And the way I see it, I'm gonna be in service until, somebody said it earlier, I'm called to the next phase of whatever happens after we stop breathing. So there's a lot of people that aren't here because of the situation that's going on in, I don't know if it's just the country or if it's all over the world. It seems like it's all over the world. But our program touches everybody. And like Gabby said, Gabby, we came together. It's her first PRASA. There's a lot of people that aren't here because of the legal situation. And I'm sure they would have been here if it was more accessible. And I know you guys are trying to make it accessible, trying to be inclusive. But we have a disease, and our disease is emotional. I know somebody sitting out there, and they're judging. And when I go sit down, I'm going to be that guy, because I'm looking at everybody, and I'm judging. So I'm not just a good guy. I also have bad things about me. And when I come here, I get to look at those things. I get to look at the negative things. But AA is something really special because in my group we say this is the worst of society, and here we are. But I have a family. My wife is with me, and my daughter is with me. She just got a DUI, and one of the things I was told in my group is, you know, take care of this because someday maybe one of your kids is gonna need this. And I was able to bring her to a meeting, and best meeting ever. Thank you guys for my life.
Excuse me. Friends, it is 8:30. Our panel is going to end in 15 minutes, and we'll only be able to hear from the next person in line at each microphone.
Oh.
Aloha. I'm just reading what they tell me to read. Ma'am?
Thank you. Aloha. My name is Rochelle. I am an alcoholic. My home group is a spiritual awakening, which meets every morning at 6:30, except Sunday at Kahala Mall. I also serve as the chair for the cooperation with the elder community here in Hawaii, Area 17. And as promised, for those who attended our packed elder roundtable workshop yesterday, I put together 11 packets of the workbook for the elder community, plus information and background and some history on how we got started here in Hawaii. I was privileged to attend my first process in 2008, and by 2013, I also served as chair for the cooperation with the elder community. And at that time, Marion and Stan B., who put together a lot of the notes, I was privileged to put that together into a workbook which has been refined over the years. And here I stand again, you know, 13 years later at the age of 70, needing the information that we put together. So the packets are for each area, which is on the table right before the literature, the literature pamphlet display. So it's only for those who attended the CEC meeting who wanted a packet. And I just want to say my heart goes out to the Spanish women. I didn't see very many in 2008, and there's a lot more now. So we're making progress. Aloha.
Thank you. We're going to keep going till 8:40 at the mics. Then I'm cutting you off.
Name's Vic. I'm a recovered alcoholic. I currently serve Area 42 as the NAGSIC GSR trainer. That's the North trainer. And I also serve District 6 as the alternate DCM. I also have a home group, and it's called Vast Amount of Fun. It's in Gardnerville, Nevada. It's near Reno, Tahoe area. And if you're ever in that area, please drop by. We study the big book at 6 o'clock at the Episcopal Church. That's at 6 o'clock on Thursday night. I want to thank the PRASA committee. Again, man, this has been an amazing one. This is my fifth one. I attended one online, and this is my fourth one online in person. I also want to thank the people that came up to the mic and shared their first PRASA. And it's really the reason I got up here. I wanted to thank this gentleman over here talking about the welcome he got at Hilton. Again, it just made my hair stand up. So here's why I came up. I wanted to plug this pamphlet one more time. I'm the GSR trainer. Last year I was the moderator for the panel, or for the GSR roundtable. And there was a lot of questions. I heard a lot of questions this year. This pamphlet right here is called the AA group pamphlet, okay? It's where it all begins, okay? And in the first page of this says how to use this pamphlet. The pamphlet is designed as a handy information tool suggested for our AA group. It serves as a complement to the AA service manual, the AA group handbook, and the other literature, see inside back cover, which cover specific group matters at a greater depth. The reason I bring this up today is last year, and a lot this year, every question at the GSR roundtable last year could have been answered in this pamphlet. In fact, there was a couple questions last year at the Ask It or Ask the Delegate. The answers were in this pamphlet.
So again, this pamphlet is useful. It's designed for easy reference. The pamphlet covers four main areas: what an AA group is, how an AA group functions, group relations with others in community, and how the group fits into other structures as AA as a whole. My yellow light's there. There was a lot of talk about online, in-person, like that. I wouldn't be half the AA member I am without the online community, but I will go across the threshold. Thank you.
Aloha. My name is Lily, and I'm an alcoholic. And Black Experience is my awesome home group, and we meet tonight at 7:15 in Honolulu. Google it. But anyways, hold on to your wigs. I speak seven languages. I'm from Dakar, Senegal, West Africa. This is my first PRASO. 26 years ago, in January 4th, God blessed me with 26 years this year, clean and sober. So this is how I do service. I have a hair salon. I'm a licensed cosmetologist. I have clients that come in, and they come in drunk, tore up. So I kind of talk to them. And then I had one particular one. He was so handsome. He was a very nice guy. And I told him about, you know, me being in AA and stuff like that. So long story short, after I did his hair, a year later, he came back and told me, thank you for talking to him, that today he works for the Pentagon. So I'm very grateful for that. And then yesterday, I had a phone call from my ex-husband, who is in Dakar, Senegal, and he's also an addict and in recovery. So he asked me to come to Senegal and start an AA meeting there. They need it. So I'm asking anybody that know anything how I can start doing that. I would really appreciate it. So for those of you who think that you cannot learn other languages, in Africa we learn languages. If you're my neighbor, I'm going to learn your language, you're going to learn mine. That's how we do it. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. We'll see if we can squeeze in two more before 8:40. Ma'am?
Hi, I'm Lee, an alcoholic, and I'm GSR for District 22 in Area 7, North Interior, Northern California. This is my first time to the mic ever in anything. I'm a new GSR, and I just really want to thank the committee because, you know, I went to an online meeting every weekday because I couldn't hear. And here you have the captions, you have the things that go in your head, and you know, that's really, really helpful. I can hear now because I have hearing aids, but I really appreciate it because it's been, you know, just wonderful. And I want to thank everyone who did the panels because I just loved especially Friday night, I just love talking about those people that aren't here. You know, the people that aren't here and how can we get them here. And so that's been amazing. And the round tables, I've been in and out of AA for a long time and I had no idea about districts, about areas, about, you know, I don't know, about all the different states and everything. And I think it's wonderful that the whole Pacific region can get together because at the round table, it was like people had ideas on the subject that maybe my area could use. And it just like built on top of each other. It was just amazing. So, and thank you for Common Ground Inclusivity. So I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. This will be our last person at the mic. Sir?
Hi, everybody. Eric, alcoholic. This is my 15th PRASO, so I've been coming to them for a long time. So I was sad when somebody said there's no young people because I still feel young, and I was young then. But I have a question for people here. How many of you know a non-alcoholic, like somebody who does not drink? Good. How many of those people would you consider a friend of yours? Good. So the General Service Board has these people called non-alcoholic trustees. They are friends of the fellowship. Currently, there are none from the Pacific region. There haven't been for a while. And it makes me sad because that's our responsibility to invite these people to our assemblies and show them what AA is and how AA works. They'll get the service bug, just like us, because like they want to help too. I think the General Service Board would love to have more candidates for non-alcoholic trustees. And so the way to do that is to invite these non-alcoholic people in your life, perhaps professionals who can share something with us, to your district meetings, to your groups, to your area assemblies. Show them what we do. Teach them what we do. And then keep inviting them, keep having them participate. They'll be interested, and then one day we might suggest that they become a member of the board, and they'll be able to serve the fellowship. We've had a lot of wonderful non-alcoholic trustees in our history. Like, many of the readings have been from them. Like, that passage in the service manual that talks about people shivering in the darkness, that's a non-alcoholic. These are all friends of AA, and we need them to come and help us. Thank you.
This will be our last speaker.
Hola, buenos días. Mi nombre es Reina, soy alcohólica.
Hi, my name is Reina.
Soy del área 03.
Hola. I'm from area 03, Arizona.
Soy la RCG de mi grupo por primera vez y mi primer PRASA.
It's my first time being a GSR and my first time a PRASA.
Solamente para agradecerles mucho, me llevo mi corazón lleno de amor, lleno de ustedes.
I just like to tell you that I'm very grateful. I'm full of love and full of love for all of you.
Nuevos hermanitos allá que nos fuimos a nadar a las 12 de la noche. Eso fue maravilloso. Gracias, familia.
For all of the new people to process out there, we went swimming this morning and it was terrific.
Y solamente quiero a decirles a los líderes que ya tienen muchos años.
I just want to tell all the leaders here that have spent many years in service.
Que muchas gracias por dejarnos equivocarnos.
Thank you very much for letting us make mistakes.
Por guiarnos con amor y tolerancia.
Because you walk with love and tolerance.
Tengo una madrina que me dice, Dios te dio un cerebro, úsalo.
I have a sponsor that says, God gave you a brain, you should use it.
No me creas todo lo que te digo, yo soy una alcohólica también enferma.
Don't believe everything I tell you because I'm an alcoholic too and I'm sick.
Ya. Ya tenemos una guía que son 36 principios.
We have a guide, it's 36 principles.
Y un décimo paso por si me equivoco.
And a 10th step in case I make a mistake.
One love. En el reino de Dios nadie es ilegal.
One love in the kingdom of God, there are no illegals.
Los amo, gracias.
I love you all. Thank you.
Friends, that's all the time we have for this panel. I'm sorry we didn't get to everyone at the mic.